Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual holiday film classics, underway now with Meet Me in St. Louis, starring Judy Garland. Through the Christmas season, enjoy other perennial favorites every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. And I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And John, I recently took my kid to see Skyfall, the new James Bond movie.
Oh.
I remember my dad used to take me to see those movies, and this was the first one he'd seen on the big screen. So I was thinking about why I'm doing this. Why do I care so much that my kid sees a James Bond movie? And I think there are certain life lessons. I tried to figure out what the life lessons of 007 are, okay? And this is what I came up with. One, embrace sophistication and refine your tastes. Take pride in your appearance. Do your job to the best of your ability. Appreciate the beauty of women of all races and ethnicities, right? You can agree with that one.
Yes, I do.
Remain loyal to your country. Break the rules whenever necessary. Stay cool in the face of adversity. Respect, but don't fret about death. And if somebody messes with you, beat them over the head with whatever's handy. If that just happens to be a missile-loaded fountain pen, so be it. Furthermore, if you have to kill a villainous madman hell-bent on world domination, take him down gracefully, preferably with a coolly delivered smart-ass remark.
Yeah, and you have it down. But you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Is that's not Sean Connery.
No?
That's really more Daniel Craig, because
you'd
what
think?
You have described,
that was all based on Sean Connery.
But it is morphed into Daniel Craig, who is far more serious and more caring and more prone to cry.
Well, yes, he's the first Bond, I think, to cry on screen, which is sort of is very revisionist. Yeah.
So many of the things you said, of course, are boilerplate Sean Connery. But I thought the complicated character you talked about was the one that has been developed, and especially with Daniel Craig. I still like the irony, the sarcasm of Sean Connery.
Well, I think Sean Connery, his performance is kind of glossed over these days. But if you look closely at what Craig is doing, it's modeled a lot after the way Connery.
Oh, yes.
There were a lot of times when Connery looked nervous, you know, and he was actually afraid of what was going to happen to James Bond. James Bond was never this character who just didn't care.
Yeah.
He was never a character who was just, you know, totally above the fray. There were times when he was nervous and he was sweating. I'm thinking about the scene where Connery is trying to stop the bomb from going off in Goldfinger. What's beautiful about that character is he's nervous. He's afraid that the bomb is going to go off, but he's not going to move.
Right, right.
He's going to stay there and try to figure it out until it goes off.
You're facing down Gert Frobe as Goldfinger.
Yeah. Well, you.
What did Bond say? What he says to him? Did you don't expect me to talk, do you?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
This is one cool villain.
And he is nervous. You know, I think we look back at Connery and we just assume that he was too cool for school. And it's not the case.
But remember, he
was in spite of his fears.
But I think even Ian Fleming did not have Sean Connery in mind. In fact, he had Cary Grant in mind, which was far cooler.
Let me tell you something about Ian Fleming. He was not happy with Sean Connery's casting. However, after the first few movies, not only did he come around to accepting Connery, but he retroactively made Bond's heritage Scottish
as homage
to Connery.
Yes,
now, what does that tell you? Right? So in the new movie, when he goes back to Scotland, that's where that comes from. It's because of Connery. And the new movie pays special tribute to Sean Connery in several different ways.
Yeah, and the new movie shows all the advances in technology, the opening 12-minute sequence where they're riding dirt bikes over the top of houses and over the top of trains and so on is truly spectacular stuff. But when you have something mortal happening to our hero within the first, you know, within that first 15 minutes, we know we're in different territory.
Yeah.
When we know that there are characters who will not return.
Sure.
This is a Bond in transition, and it's still working for you.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I'm sitting there, and I'm watching this movie, and I don't want it to end. I keep thinking, oh, my God, I hope there's, like, another hour. Like, you know, if they it could just play in perpetuity for me. You know, certain things that I love about Bond reflected in the new movie, in the opening sequence on the train, and he finds that excavator. He gets in that excavator. This is what I love about him, because now I know the screenwriters put the excavator there for him, but this notion that he just is tenacious, he's a bulldog, which is why he is that little bit on M's desk.
Right.
He's going to find any and use any resource that he can get his hands on to complete the job at hand.
Yeah.
And so when he takes and swings that excavator around and tears a hole in the train and then climbs over the arm, the boom arm of the excavator into
that
the and then straightens his cuff.
Yes.
That is the beauty of that character.
Now, you talked in your opening description of Bond. You talked about the Bond girls, or you mentioned the love of women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering,
Let's not overcomplicate this.
All right. I'm missing Ursula Andress coming out of the ocean.
Right.
With a Bowie knife on her hip. And I'm wondering, it's not the same. I can't even tell you who the Bond girl is in this new film, Skyfall.
Well,
it seems to have changed.
She's there. You know, it's the girl that he meets in the casino.
Yes.
And I thought the actress, I can't remember her name, was quite lovely and really sort of tapped into a sort of an anxiety and a fear that you have never seen in a Bond girl before.
Yes.
She was deathly afraid of the consequences of her helping Bond.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it her fears proved to be
and
true.
I would be afraid if a blonde Javier Bardem was facing me down.
Yeah. Wow. Great, right?
Talk about wonderful villains development from Goldfinger, the one that I think both of us love, into this one, Bardem. Remembering what he did in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Anton Chigurh.
He creates another memorable villain walking a tightrope of camp.
Yes.
And,
yes, that's the great thing.
But, you know, he doesn't fall off. He walks to the other side, and it's a really impressive balancing act.
Yeah. It's a highly sophisticated film by comparison, with so much that's dramatic and character-oriented in this that I don't believe we've had before, even though you're quite right. Let's not lose sight of the fact that Roger Moore was the silliest of them all, but Sean Connery in the end, even the great actors like Timothy Dalton that we had playing Bond, nobody ever leaps over Sean Connery.
No.
But
I would like to see Sean Connery, you know, if he was still a young man, I would like to see him in this tonal version of the Bond films.
Yes.
We are now in an era where we like to take our heroes seriously.
Yes.
You know, look at the Batman franchise.
Yes.
It's a very serious, they're very serious films. They deal with these themes. I think this the Craig movies are a part of that phenomenon, and I love it. I love taking James Bond seriously, and that's why Daniel Craig makes a great James Bond, because he can tap into the emotional core of that character.
3, 2, 1. And let us not forget, you have a first-rate director in Sam Mendes for this film. I mean, the first time that I can remember a director of note, whom I can write, you know, American Beauty, this is a director is capable of developing character and having intricate plot at the same time and pleasing an audience. This is all kind of a form of genius, but the development that I've really liked as well.
Yeah, well, it's 50 years. It's a great franchise. I don't think it gets a lot of credit for being the longest-running franchise in history. Guys, keep returning generation after generation. I can only hope my son will share James Bond with his kids.